That'd be U2TN0TR. TR is clear.
Q4ASN, listening.
Give me that call sign again. The K24 station, N0TR.
4ASN.
It doesn't come up as a legitimate call sign.
The QASN was moved 2 weeks ago.
Pardon. I had a little clap of thunder there. Give me that call sign again, please. My name's Tom.
KQ4ASN, and the name's Rob.
Well, Rob, I apologize. You're right. It sounded like K24ASN, and I guess it's because I'm 47 years old and dyslexic.
Okay, well, my problem is I'm 77 years old, and maybe I don't pronounce it clear. Anyway, it's good to talk to you. You're my second contact.
Here's all mine, sir. I've lived not too far from you. Shows you as tailors, but when I hear something that sounds illegitimate, I generally check it and ask again. And, well, my name's Tom, and my wife Bernice is over here. I'm not really 47 and dyslexic, but I do get the numbers reversed there, Rob. I'm 74.
Okay, we have a lot in common. Anyway, are you in Taylor's or near?
We're between Lake Cunningham and Lake Robinson, about halfway between each. And we're still listed as Greer.
Okay, we used to live at Walnut Cove 2, which is between those two.
Been down here 12 years, a little over that. We're immigrants from the land of Oz.
Immigrants from the land of Illinois, which we just soon not refer to.
But we left Toto and Dorothy there, Robert.
Okay, sounds good. Hey, I think you're right. We should be double-checking everything. I hadn't thought of that to check call signs.
Can't always do it, and I'm not a band cop. I just don't do that as a general rule, but I was sitting right here in the, at the computer with QRZ in front of me, and that makes it real easy to do. And it sort of sounded like a CB call with that 24 in there, and I just knew if it wasn't a KO4 or KQ4. I've never heard of a KQ4. So you're my first, and I've been doing this about 27, 28 years.
Okay, I and another fellow who just got his license also got a KQ. I find it kind of hard to say KQ together.
Quebec 4, Alpha Sierra November. That's the way most people would say it, or Kilowatt Quebec 4ASN.
Yeah, I'll start doing that. I was going to think about it, but I have to stop to think about the phonetics.
I used Kilowatt, but in reality, I was in the Navy, you know, way back yonder, and it would be Kilo Quebec 4 Alpha Sierra November, to be truthful about you. But sometimes I use Norway Zero Tango Romeo, because if you're trying to break into a pileup or something, November's a long word, and Norway seems to be easier at times. One of my best longtime friends on here is ND7J, and he says November Delta Juliet, or he doesn't use Juliet, into Bob's call, Bernice. I'm losing it. Anyways, he uses Japan instead of Juliet, and I always kid him about that. But not everybody uses true phonetics, but I don't like to go too far off the beaten path with them, Robert. But what are you up to today? I just had a delicious piece of yellow watermelon from the fruit stand there just north of Wade Hampton on, I call it 101, but isn't it the other one? The Locust Hill Road. Anyways, it's just a couple of blocks to the north of Wade Hampton on, we call it 101.
too. Sounds good. All I'm doing this afternoon is I'm working on some writing and I'm studying for the general exam that I want to take in a couple weeks.
Golly, that's excellent, especially at 77. I'm proud of you. I took mine back in 1993 was my first exam, and then it, of course, I had to do 20 words a minute to get up to the, I went the slow way. I went to technician. Technician plus was 5 words a minute. General was 13. Advanced was no further CW. And then extra was 20 words a minute. And it takes a while to work up to that. And I thought I never would. And I thought I'd never use it again. And it's my favorite mode nowadays, Robert. I really enjoy it.
Yeah, Tom, I was afraid that I couldn't learn more. And so when they dropped that requirement, I've been getting ready to get into ham again. As a teenager, I used to listen a lot.
Or ASN in 0TR. You know, I tried it, and after I got out of service, and I used to set up, and I was in a flight crew, and if I was taking a break from whatever I was running electronically, I'd go up and sit in the forward observer and talk to the radioman, because he wasn't busy all the time, and watching do teletype, and he had a CW key. And we used that if we run in on a ship. We did ship reconnaissance, and at nighttime they'd hail them with Morse code with a flashing light and radio and then CW. And it was just fascinating. So I tried it with a straight key and a Radio Shack record, and I just couldn't do it. So, oh, I don't know, 20, 25 years later, I met a friend on ham radio, and that was a ham. I wasn't. And he was an extra class. And Eldon was totally blind and had stepped on a landmine when he was in the Navy, over in Vietnam, and was disabled. And we'd go down there and help him, and with his antennas and whatnot, and I thought, well, by golly, if he can do it, I don't have any excuse. So I really love it, and I swore I'd never use it because I hated it so bad when I'd done it. But if you wanted the frequencies, it was incentive licensing. You had to pass the test. So I got it, and then I decided, well, it'd be kind of silly to lose that skill. So I still use it, but I go to voice sometimes also, Robert.
Okay, yeah, I'm thinking if I get the general, I might consider going into CW just to see if I can learn it.
About the best person on here I could possibly recommend would be NY4G, November Yankee 4 Golf. And he is so good, and him and another friend that's a retired Air Force guy have a conversation every morning to practice conversational CW. That's the hardest. Working contests and stuff like that is just easy. But boy, if you start a conversation, your old ticker has to think. But I think it's good for us old geezers, though. It keeps the mind active, Robert. By the way, I was an industrial electrician and electronic technician all my life.
Started coming in. I couldn't hear anything, so I didn't try talking at that point. Some CW was coming in on my radio at the same time, and so I waited. I mentioned that as way back in college days, I started out as an electrical engineer but went to ME, so I guess I'm sort of reverting back to those early days.
And you went back to mechanical engineering, am I understanding that right?
That's correct, and so now I'm reviewing all my electrical again to get to the general tech.
That would be like falling off a log, then, if you was an electrical engineer. One of our friend's son just graduated and was talking to him last night, and that's what he's going to take at Clemson. And his dad's a retired Army helicopter pilot. Well, my daughter was an engineer for many years at General Electric, and she still works there, and she's been there, I don't know, 16, 17 years, and she juggles money now is what I call it, doing those, I'm trying to think of the program to do all the charts on, you know, and does the more or less communication, and I guess she adds up all the hours and times, and you know, for each, she's a program manager, put it that way. And it's Excel charts, that's what I was trying to think of. And wow, she's a bloody genius at it. And the son-in-law here, they live in the south part of here, he's a mechanical engineer, graduate of Ohio State. And we got two daughters, so the other one lives in Michigan, and her husband is an engineer and a corporate guy now. And they make the foam in your car seats, put it that way. Go ahead, Robert.
So I was just thinking, my son taught digital electronics here in Greenville for quite a while, and now he's just writing technical papers for a manual. So, but I'm hoping he might want to get back into this. He could pass the test easily because of his background, I think.
Well, the CW here that you heard was the identifier for 146610, and it's W4NYK repeater, and you can look it up as the Brars, B-R-A-R-S, .com on the internet. And so you'll hear that, and you can talk through it, but normally us old timers, it'll come on every 10 minutes, and when it does, we just wait till it's over with and then identify our call signs. That way, you stay current at every 10 minutes. I identify more than that, but it's just habit, I guess. Well, one of my other close friends on here is Bill N4IQ, and he's a professional engineer. And boy, he can tell you some things if you want to know it about antennas and just about anything. And he taught his last 10 years, I think it was on his third retirement, the last 10 years he taught at Greenville Tech in radiology. And just really a brilliant man. There's a lot of guys on here that will help you in every respect, Robert. I think you'll like it. And very seldom is there any interference or anything like that. But on occasion, there's one. But I don't feel like you'll be around too long. We'll see. But I think people grow tired of being an idiot, but we don't get very much of that here, and that's a real good thing. They're a real good group of guys, Robert.
That sounds really good. Do you recommend being part of a joining one of the radio clubs, or do you think that's important or not?
Well, I always have for the last 12 years. I've been here because it helps to support the repeater, which is 3,500 feet up on Caesar's Head. And it just seemed the right thing to do. And W4DJW will make you an identification card with your picture on it. You can just send him a picture, and he'll put it on a card, and it's all laminated and nice, and send it to you. And you can renew it each year through PayPal. And I just feel like I'm using the equipment, so I've always belonged to it. And then the Greer Amateur Radio Club is also an extremely excellent bunch of guys. And it meets at the Woodman of the World Lodge, just barely to the east of downtown Greer once a month. The Brars Club meets first something or other, the Monday or something. KI4DOS could tell you. And you could hear things on the net every night at 9 o'clock that would assist you in learning things, and you can check into it, too.
Sounds really good. I really appreciate it, Tom. Going to have to go off now. I got a couple other things, but good talking to you. This is K24ASN.
Okay, Robert, do you use QRZ.com on the Internet?
I've just started. I just saw it, yes.
Yeah, well, if you type in N0TR, you'll find me on there, and a picture of me, and kind of a little biography. And you can join it, and it's free. And then they have different levels of it. But it's real good for finding in their database, there, if you click on it, the current DX stations on the thing when you get to be a general. But you can keep my call sign in, and if you're ever up this way, you're certainly welcome to drop in. And you always want to look out in the backyard, because my wife's a farmer, and from many years ago, I was 19 and she was 18 when I took her off the farm. And so we're out in the yard a lot if it's civil weather outside. And otherwise, we might be in the basement, and there's a big green button down there you can push, and that'll beckon us real quickly. So you're welcome to stop by and have a cup of coffee and maybe a treat. My wife's a wonderful chef, I should say. 73, Robert, and the pleasure's all mine. And, oh, I wanted to tell you one other thing. And we always try to tell newer hams, when you are talking to somebody, leave just a little bit of space between the transmissions on the repeater. And then that way somebody can come in and throw their call sign in, and you can acknowledge them. But if you, and we all do this at times, we forget about it. But if you think of it, leave a little space between it. And it's just a courtesy thing. But 73, Robert, and like I said, stop by anytime. Kilo Quebec 4, Alpha Sierra November, N0TR.
I'll work at improving, and 73, K24ASN.